Corey Smith on the phone with me right now. Corey, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
So you've got the show coming up at Chastain Park Saturday. What can we expect?
Well, hopefully a good time.
Yeah, that's the whole point. With you. Yeah.
Yeah, just hopefully a good time. I'm going to, you know, me and the guys in the band, we approach every night kind of that way. It's just about going out there and losing ourselves for a couple of hours and, you know, just trying to perform at our best, which usually means, you know, not worrying about stuff, you know,
right.
Not worrying about your bills or your personal problems or anything. And just going out there and losing ourselves in the music is what we try to do. And usually that translates into a good time.
I think so. Yeah. So I got to ask, what's your favorite song to cover when you do shows?
I don't know. I think it varies. It varies widely because there's songs that, you know, I'll cover for a little while and then get mm-hmm. tired of them and
move
on to something new. Yeah. I've really tried to get, we only do like one cover song in the main body of the show.
Right.
At the end of the show, we'll do a few in like a little medley or something. But, you know, I've got 10 albums out, so.
You got plenty of material.
Yeah. And it shocks me because I hear a lot of other bands like that are, you know, mainstream, like bands with big hit records, and they still do like 40 or 50% of their shows cover songs, which shocks me because they have, you know, multiple records out.
Right. Well, okay. So speaking of other, you know, big artists, you kind of do your own thing. Like, you are not interested in being like a slave to some big label and falling into this stereotype. Like, you've been very, very successful doing everything your own way.
Yeah, because I've had the luxury of having fans, you know, people that were just willing to spread the music around, you know, early on, and share it with their friends and come out to shows and buy the records or download the records or stream the records, you know.
Yeah.
And it all just gave me the luxury that a lot of artists don't have to you know, try to do things a different way.
Yeah, I mean, you came out in the early 2000s, and I remember being a senior in high school and everybody talking about this Corey Smith. He's playing in Athens. You got to go see him. And I went, and I had heard of Brantley, so I kind of knew about him, but it was you and Brantley playing at the Georgia Theater. I probably shouldn't say that because I was under 21 when they let me in, but
yeah.
It was a good, I mean, it was such a great show. Do you still do any writing or talking with them?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
So do you, I think maybe your biggest song, at least your most well-known, is probably 21 from, what was that, your first album?
Yeah, it was from my very first record.
Do you still sing that one at the shows? Can I expect to sing along with that
one? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just
you
making
sure. Now the trick is to find the right balance between playing old stuff and new stuff and then still having some surprises in there. I think we've done a pretty good job with it. You know, I always try to do... kind of break the show up into sections, do like some rip down acoustic stuff, and then you know, I have a great band, and you know, we've developed a chemistry over the years that's just really hard to duplicate.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's a lot of fun playing with a band. And when I started doing it, you know, most of my shows were acoustic. It would be me and like another guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to look back now, knowing that it's been 10 years since I've started doing this full time.
Wow.
And when I think of like what my expectations were at the time about how, you know, how long I might be able to do it or how far I might be able to travel, you know, it blows my mind that after a decade, I can still travel around, you know, and heck, now this year, like we're going all over the country, and to be able to go to all these new places and pull a crowd and still be able to play here in the Southeast and especially here around Georgia and have thousands of people come out. It's a pretty cool thing, and it just blows my mind.
Yeah. So are you still living in Georgia?
Yes, I'm in Jefferson right now.
So you do still live in Jefferson. Do you? How many shows are you doing a year? Like you just said, you're traveling everywhere.
I would do about 120 a year.
Okay. Does your family go with you, or are they? They're probably boys are in school.
Yeah. In the summertime, the kids will come out for a couple of weeks usually, and the wife. But. Yeah, during the school year, there's other stuff going on, and that's the tough part about it. And you know, I miss a lot of my kids' soccer games and football games, and miss their stories when they come in from school a lot of the time. But you know, in the end, it balances out because when I get time off,
mm-hmm.
I really get time off, you know, and
yeah.
I get to be here all day, and I don't have a lot of other stuff to do when I'm home.
Yeah, it definitely makes that more, much more special when you're when you are there for it. Well, your show this Saturday, yep. Chastain Park, we're giving away tickets for the rest of the week at 7:40. And also, we've got a special VIP experience with you, an eat and greet, food being provided by Texas Pete. This sounds like it's going to be so much fun just to eat, take some pictures with you before the show.
Yeah, I've only done it, like, I think one other time. I'm trying to remember when that was. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. And Texas P has been a big sponsor for the past, I guess, 3 years now. It's allowed me to do some unique things. You know, it's allowed me to go into a lot of new places that, you know, would cost me money to go there.
Right.
You know, if I go play a show in Nebraska, you know, I'm not going to draw 1,000 people. I'm going to draw 100 people, 200 people, and that show's going to lose money. But when I have the partnership with a company like Texas P, who is ran by a Georgia graduate who I met years ago playing up in Winston-Salem. You know, because of their help, it allows me to go and invest in some new markets and
That's so cool.
Get in front of some new people. So we're glad that they're presenting the tour and of course, the date here at Chastain.
Yeah, well, we're very excited for that. And we're giving away tickets for that on our Facebook, so you can check that out on how to win tickets. Corey, we will see you Saturday night.
Yes, thank you so much. Good talking with you.